From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listeners, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, in English program. Hopefully, you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that can not only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. ASEAN leaders agree to change name of ASEAN Secretariat. ASEAN leaders adopt 11 documents at the 2023 ASEAN Summit. Turkish Erdogan to discuss grain deal with UN's Guterres this month. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi on Tuesday in Jakarta explained that ASEAN leaders had agreed to change the name of the ASEAN Secretariat to ASEAN Headquarters. Minister Retno said this effort was part of the ASEAN leaders' efforts to strengthen the ASEAN Secretariat office.
Sejalan dengan prioritas penguatan ASEAN leaders, jadi kita ingin memang ASEAN ini sekretariat diperkuat.
In line with the priorities of strengthening ASEAN leaders, we want the ASEAN Secretariat to be strengthened, and in line with the priorities for strengthening ASEAN, the ASEAN leaders decided to change the name of the ASEAN Secretariat to ASEAN Headquarters. All leaders agreed to change the nomenclature because, once again, the leaders agreed to strengthen the ASEAN Secretariat.
Karena sekali lagi para leaders sepakat untuk memperkokoh Sekretariat ASEAN.
Previously on Monday, the ASEAN Secretariat had signed an inter-secretariat memorandum of understanding with the Indian Ocean Rim Association and the Pacific Islands Forum. The MOU between ASEAN, IORA, and PIF contains an agreement to strengthen inter-secretariat cooperation in several priority areas, including maritime, connectivity, SDGs, blue economy, green economy, digital economy, and disaster management. Still from ASEAN leaders that adopted 11 documents at the 43rd ASEAN Summit in Jakarta on Tuesday, Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi, in her press statement on Tuesday, explaining the document adopted was the fourth ASEAN Concord as the foundation for drafting the vision. Meanwhile, the second document is about making the ASEAN leaders' declaration on human rights.
Yang kedua, untuk ASEAN matters, para leaders mengadopsi deklarasi mengenai
the second is the ASEAN Leaders Declaration on ASEAN Human Rights Dialogue. Friends, this is something new, which is also an achievement for Indonesia. Indonesia is committed to advancing the promotion and protection of human rights. Therefore, we want the ASEAN Human Rights Dialogue is carried out regularly, and this is adopted by the leaders.
ASEAN dilakukan secara reguler, dan ini diadopsi oleh para leaders.
The other 9 documents relate to the theme of the epicentrum of growth. Minister Retno explained that ASEAN leaders adopted a declaration on disability, inclusive development, and partnership for a resilient ASEAN community, early childhood care and education, and gender equality. Other declarations adopted were sustainable resilience, ASEAN as the epicentrum of growth, strengthening food security and nutrition in response to the crisis, development of the Digital Economic Framework Agreement, and the ASEAN Blue Economy Framework. ASEAN leaders also adopted the ASEAN Joint Statement on Climate Change at the 28th session of the Conference of Parties to the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change. Indonesian President Joko Widodo encourages the realization of mutually beneficial concrete cooperation between ASEAN and the People's Republic of China. In his remarks at the 26th ASEAN People's Republic of China Summit in Jakarta on Wednesday, the president said the People's Republic of China is one of the 4 ASEAN dialogue partners who have comprehensive strategic partner status. The president explained this year also marks 20 years of China's accession to the Treaty of Friendship and Cooperation. The president emphasized the need for mutual trust between ASEAN and China to establish mutually beneficial cooperation.
Kita perlu memaknai semua ini dengan merealisasikan kerjasama.
We need to interpret all of this by realizing mutually beneficial concrete cooperation, where this can only be done if we have mutual trust, which of course must be built and maintained by all parties. Trust, and it is this concrete cooperation that can be a positive force for stability and regional peace.
Bagi stabilitas dan perdamaian kawasan.
Meanwhile, the Prime Minister of China, Li Qiang, on the same occasion said ASEAN-PRC cooperation had developed rapidly because both parties had a deep understanding of the challenges faced, had a strong desire to achieve peace and strong aspirations, and safeguarding regional stability. Prime Minister Li added ASEAN-PRC cooperation will continue to be strong against all challenges, and both parties will achieve greater progress in the cooperation. Still from Indonesian President Joko Widodo, who held a bilateral meeting with Bangladesh President Muhammad Shahabuddin in Kakatua Room, Jakarta Convention Center on Wednesday, September 6. At the meeting, President Joko Widodo encouraged the strengthening of concrete, beneficial cooperation between Indonesia and Bangladesh.
Bangladesh is friend of Indonesia, whereby this friendship must be strengthened with concrete cooperation which benefit our people. On this occasion, I would like to raise 3 issues. First on trade, our trade rose significantly, growing by 19.9% in the last 5 years. This needs to be continually optimized by overcoming trade barriers. To that end, I seek Your Excellency's support to encourage implementation of ETA, Preferential Trade Agreement Negotiation, to ease and expand market access.
Apart from that, President Joko Widodo stated Indonesia's readiness to contribute to Bangladesh economic growth, one of which is through the Gas Power Plant Project Consortium. Through state enterprises, Indonesia also contributes to the transportation sector in Bangladesh. At the 43rd ASEAN Summit, the President of Bangladesh attended a chair of the Indian Ocean Rim Association, or IORA. President Joko Widodo welcomed the cooperation between ASEAN and IORA by signing an MOU on September 4th. We continue with ASEAN that hopes to increase Japan's contribution to infrastructure development. According to President Joko Widodo at the opening of the 26th ASEAN-Japan Summit in Jakarta on Wednesday, Japan, as one of ASEAN's most active partners and the main supporter of the ASEAN outlook on the Indo-Pacific, can be a major contributor in realizing concrete cooperation that is directly beneficial to the people.
ASEAN membutuhkan investasi infrastruktur senilai
ASEAN requires infrastructure investment worth $184 billion per year. ASEAN hopes Japan can continue to increase its contribution to the ASEAN Infrastructure Fund and the ASEAN Catalytic Green Finance Facility to support connectivity and green infrastructure. President Joko Widodo further said ASEAN and Japan had agreed to form a strategic comprehensive partnership which was not just ceremonial and not just lip service, but instead took the form of concrete cooperation that was mutually beneficial. Indonesian President Joko Widodo reminded the importance of maintaining stability in the region to support the energy transition process and digital transformation. These two things are the main pillars of the ASEAN-South Korea partnership. In his remarks at the 24th ASEAN Republic of South Korea Summit in Jakarta on Wednesday, the president said the future of the partnership will only be achieved if regional stability is maintained.
Kemitraan masa depan hanya akan bisa dicapai jika stabilitas kawasan dijaga.
Future partnerships will only be achieved if regional stability is maintained, if tensions and rivalries are reduced, if strategic trust is strengthened, and if habits of cooperation are improved. This is the responsibility of all of us in the Indo-Pacific region, and I appreciate Korea's support for ASEAN Indo-Pacific Forum. This is a concrete manifestation of inclusive cooperation to maintain stability and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific region. President Joko Widodo also said that ASEAN's dependence on 78% of fossil energy sources must be reduced. According to the president, at the same time, in the next decade, the digital economy in ASEAN is estimated to contribute $1 trillion to the region's gross domestic product. However, according to him, the energy transition and digital transformation require significant investment and technology transfer. The 24th ASEAN Republic of Korea Summit was attended by leaders of ASEAN countries with the President of the Republic of Korea, Yoon Suk-yeol. We end the news with Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan, who said Turkey is in close contact with the United Nations on reviving the Black Sea Grain Initiative, and he will discuss it with Secretary General Antonio Guterres at its General Assembly this month, Turkish media reported. Erdogan said after talks with Russia's Vladimir Putin on Monday, it would soon be possible to revive the grain deal that the United Nations says helped to ease a food crisis by getting Ukrainian grain to market. Erdogan was quoted by Turkish channel TRT as saying the latest UN proposal sought to address some Russian demands. Well, that's the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Waktu dan segera.
listener, today's commentary has a topic: Indonesia's chairmanship emphasizes ASEAN unity and equality. The 43rd Summit of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, opened on Tuesday in Jakarta. Indonesian President Joko Widodo, in his opening speech, emphasized that Indonesia prioritizes and respects the value of equality among ASEAN countries when assuming the chairmanship in 2023. The implementation of the value of equality, said President Joko Widodo, is a key factor in strengthening unity in the region. The president also emphasized that ASEAN unity is still well maintained. However, unity should not be interpreted as the absence of differences of opinion, and as a country that has various tribes, cultures, languages, and religions, for Indonesia, unity is a harmony in diversity, including differences of opinion. According to the president, differences of opinion actually foster democracy and show that as a family, everyone has an equal position. In his speech, President Joko Widodo also acknowledged that the world was not doing well. The fact is that the world is experiencing various crises, ranging from economic crises to political and military conflicts. Several world powers want to exert their influence, so they are worried about creating new conflicts. President Jokowi affirmed that ASEAN has agreed not to become a proxy or representative for any power. ASEAN under Indonesia's chairmanship works together with any country by upholding peace and prosperity. However, there is ASEAN homework that doesn't seem to be completed in Indonesia's chairmanship this year. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi said that the leaders of ASEAN countries agreed to state that there had been no significant progress in implementing the 5 points of consensus regarding Myanmar. According to Retno Marsudi, the leaders of ASEAN countries understand that the situation is complicated and easy to resolve. He said that the leaders also appreciated the effort that Indonesia had made in dealing with the issue. Retno Marsudi quoted President Joko Widodo's statement, which stated that Indonesia had even made 145 engagements or approaches related to the Myanmar issue in the last 9 months. Unfortunately, there are still no satisfactory results. In accordance with the theme of the activities of the 43rd ASEAN Summit, which is ASEAN Matters, Epicentrum of Growth and the ASEAN Cooperation discussed at a forum that aims to strengthen ASEAN's position in the ASEAN people. As the center of economic growth, ASEAN is expected to be on par that has been economic growth ASEAN. Expected to be on par with any countries in that areas. Well, listener, that was commentary from the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on September 6, 1962, when Merpati Nusantara Airlines was founded. PT Merpati Nusantara Airlines is an Indonesian state-owned company engaged in regional aviation business. This airline was founded on September 6, 1962. At its inception, Merpati Airlines used DHC-3 and DC-3 type aircraft. The company was declared bankrupt in 2022 and finally dissolved in 2023. Moving on to September 6, 1997, when Princess Diana was buried. Diana Spencer is the former wife of the King of England, Charles III, the eldest child of Queen Elizabeth II. After her divorce in 1996, Diana began a relationship with Dodi Al-Fayed, the son of famed hotelier Muhammad Al-Fayed. In August 31, 1997, Diana died in a car accident which took her to the Pont de l'Alma tunnel in Paris, along with Dodi Al-Fayed and driver Henry Paul. Diana's funeral took place at Westminster Abbey on September 6, 1997. We end today in history with September 6, 2007 about Operation Orchard. Operation Orchard was an Israeli airstrike on an agricultural research center in Deir Ez-Zor, northern Syria, past midnight on September 6, 2007. According to news reports, this attack was carried out by 8 Israeli Air Force 69 Squadron aircraft. CNN initially reported that this attack targeted Hezbollah militants. On September 13, The Washington Post stated that U.S. and Israeli intelligence had obtained information about nuclear facilities being built in Syria with North Korean assistance, and these targets were claimed to be facilities capable of producing unconventional weapons. Well, that's today in history from Voice of Indonesia.
Penyesalan di hati, sanjak hanya ungkapan hati tak cukup sudah. Sana berkarat tempat terduku.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, My Indonesia Today focuses on ASEAN private sector must implement inclusive business model. The private sector in ASEAN must implement an inclusive business model. This is a business that is not oriented to profit only, but also people's welfare. This can realize a significant increase up to twofold in the region's digital economy. Coordinating Minister for Economy Erlangga Hartarto said that in his remark during the third plenary session of ASEAN Business and Investment Summit 2023. According to Erlangga, the private sector must be actively using the new growth opportunities such as optimizing local economic development relations, including the micro, small, and medium businesses. He added, "This is important in line with the new phase of digitalization with the launching of ASEAN Digital Economy Framework Agreement that can quicken sustainable economy agendas." The minister further elaborated that the ASEAN cooperation is not only in the public sector but also the key in the private sector's inclusive and collaborative efforts in various agendas and ASEAN initiatives. The ASEAN project is not free from any influences since it was affected by global dynamics. So it needs a bigger active role of private sector to highlight and reduce risk and the cost of global and regional supply chain fragmentation, which is moved by geopolitics. The public and private sectors need to join hands, including with other partners and platforms, to enforce an open, inclusive, non-discriminatory and regulation-based multilateral trade and economic architecture. In facing socio-economic challenges and climate change in ASEAN, Erlangga pointed out that the private sector also needs to use resources, technology network, and specific expertises to find the solution in doing business. This can improve local economic resilience and people's welfare. This was because the ASEAN economy showed a positive performance in the last decade with 4-5%. In the world, ASEAN is the fifth biggest economic axis, fourth biggest exporter, and in 2022 became second bigger foreign direct investment destination. Therefore, Erlangga asked the ASEAN private sector and the wider business communities to actively take part in realizing the ASEAN Economic Community 2025. Mainly for the ASEAN Business Advisory Council, it must be able to make ASEAN stronger by also strengthening your body. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia Today, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Let's go.
Voice of Indonesia.
Bosong is located at the foot of Mount Sindoro, Central Java. You can enjoy the sunrise from a height of 1,400 meters above sea level and can see the beautiful view of 8 mountains at once, namely Mount Andong, Mount Sindoro, Mount Sumbing, Mount Merbabu, Mount Ungaran, Mount Muria, Mount Merapi, and Mount Telomoyo. This is the main attraction of Bosong Hill, which also provides camping ground facilities. A cool mountain breeze will greet you as you wait for the sun to rise. Bosong's position is precisely at an altitude of 1,823 meters above sea level. No wonder the air in Bosong tourism is very cool. In fact, various types of plants can thrive here. If you come in clear weather, you will find the beauty of the golden sun rising between the two mountains combined with stunning natural nuance. That is the golden sunrise that you can see from Temanggung. The beauty that can be enjoyed from Bosong Hill is not only that. Various photo spots are also provided for you. For those of you who want to enjoy the beautiful view and cool mountain air for a longer time, you can rent a tent for camping in a place provided by the manager, or you can bring your own tent. This tourism spot is open from 4 a.m. to 5 p.m. Western Indonesian time. The first pioneer of Bosong tourism was Zuniyanto, as one of the environmental activists of the Jogoreso community in Calap Village, Kledung District, Temanggung Regency in 2009. The entrance ticket price for Bosong Nature Tourism is 7,000 rupiah. The access to Bosong is not difficult. If you are from Yogyakarta, then the route you can have to choose is Jogja-Magelang, Temanggung-Wonosobo. Furthermore, the route is Bosong is quite easy because of its location close to the main road of Temanggung-Wonosobo. You just need to drive along the main road of Temanggung Wonosobo, which is between Mount Sumbing and Sindoro. Around 19 km from the city of Temanggung direction towards the city of Wonosobo, on the right side of the road, there will be a gate marked Bosong. Turn right, leave the main road and enter the gate. Next, just follow the road, which will consist of stones instead of asphalt. Even so, cars can still reach the Bosong parking lot. That's Indonesian wonder.
Yang dibagi yang tak hilang, walau sekuatku
of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. Today's topic is Menuju Bandung, Menuju Bandung, which means heading to Bandung. So stay tuned. We are going to present to you a conversation entitled Bagaimana Menurutmu? Bagaimana Menurutmu? Which means what do you think? This conversation happens between Chris George Robinson, a vlogger from Australia, and Indah, Chris' friend in a vlog community in Bandung, West Java. Chris talks to Indah on the phone about the transportation mode that he suggests to take from Soekarno-Hatta Airport to Bandung. Let's listen to the conversation.
Chris, besok kita dari Bandara Soekarno-Hatta ke Bandung mau naik apa?
Bagaimana menurutmu kalau kita naik mobil travel?
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of today. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Bagaimana menurutmu kalau kita naik mobil travel? Bagaimana menurutmu kalau kita naik mobil travel? Which means, what do you think if we take a travel car? Bagaimana? Bagaimana? Which means how? Menurutmu? Menurutmu? Which means do you think? Kalau? Kalau? Which means if. Kita? Kita? Which means we. Naik, naik, which means take. Mobil travel, which means travel car. Besok, besok, which means tomorrow. In the conversation, you hear the question, bagaimana menurutmu kalau kita naik mobil travel? Which means, what do you think if we take a travel car? In the question, there is an expression, bagaimana menurutmu? Bagaimana menurutmu? Which means, what do you think? It is used to ask someone's opinion or suggestion. Namely, kalau kita naik mobil travel. Kalau kita naik mobil travel. Which means, if we take a travel car. To ask someone's opinion or suggestion, you can use the expression, bagaimana menurutmu? Which means, what do you think? Followed by a conjunction, kalau, jika, or apabila. Kalau, jika, or apabila. Which means, if. And a statement containing suggestion of an option. For example, kita naik mobil travel. Kita naik mobil travel. Which means, we take a travel car. Let's listen to the other examples of using the expression bagaimana menurutmu, which means what do you think, to ask for an opinion or suggestion. Bagaimana menurutmu jika kita makan siang dulu? Bagaimana menurutmu jika kita makan siang dulu? Which means what do you think if we have lunch first? Bagaimana menurutmu kalau kita beristirahat sebentar? Bagaimana menurutmu kalau kita beristirahat sebentar? Which means, what do you think if we rest for a while? In various regions in Indonesia, there is a mobil travel. Mobil travel, which means a travel car, as a public mode of transportation. Mobil travel, which means travel car, can take a passenger from one place to another. For example, from one pool to another, from the pool to the airport, railway station, or bus terminal, and vice versa. Before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Chris, besok kita dari Bandara Soekarno-Hatta ke Bandung mau naik apa?
Bagaimana menurutmu kalau kita naik mobil travel?
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Kian lama, lama Saudara, demikianlah sebuah tembang pilihan. Semoga bisa meredam segala kerinduan.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOA listener, I would like to present a song from Bengkulu province entitled Anak Kunang. The song Anak Kunang tells the story of an elder brother who allows his younger sibling to marry first. The elder brother lets his younger sibling go with his future spouse. Although he said that he doesn't have a girlfriend yet, his elder brother still feels sincere because he can take care of his parents. Well, listener, here is the traditional song from Bengkulu, Anak Kunang by Ridwan Holik. Enjoy!